Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right. Eternal life is the remedy. Interesting topic. The Bible said without Jesus, we were dead. Not trying to die. We were what? Dead. Ephesians 2 and 1. Ephesians 2 and 1. The Bible says we were dead in our trespasses and sins. You he made alive who were dead. Were what? Before we encountered Jesus, we were dead in what? Our trespasses. Now, where is the word there? If you are in sin now and trespasses, you are dead. Pastor, what are you saying? What the Bible is saying? So, Pastor, you mean some of anybody that has sinned is dead? Sadly. That's what the Bible said. Because our death was a function of sin and what? It produced what? Sin and trespasses. As long as we were in sin and our trespasses, the Bible says we were dead. What if you are there now? You are. Don't your neighbor and say, you are alive. All right, let's read together. I want to go. And you he made alive. Oh my God. Are you here? Let's read again. One, two, go. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Next part of scripture. In which you once. Jigo, barash. You see that? Lu-hu-hu-hu. It's a new Chinese tongues captured in the atmosphere. You see? Is that in which you were, you know, he's speaking to believers, right? And he's not expecting sin in their camp. So he said, in which you once walked, right? According to the course of this world. Now he's telling them the things that make for sin. People think they are just sinning. Paul said, the apostle, he said, there are reasons why people sin. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air, as a devil, the spirit who now walks in everybody that doesn't hear word. In other words, Paul is trying to make us understand that anybody in sin does not hear word. Instead of now calling them sinners, he now replaces them, substitutes sinners for sons of disobedience. At the end. But he called them sinners at the beginning. Are you guys listening to me? Because sin doesn't find expression just immediately. The doorway to sin is disobedience. It doesn't seem like you're going to sin at the first point of disobedience till you finally sin. The Lord said, don't get into the wrong relationship. He has not done anything to you yet. She has not done anything to you yet. So it looks so fine till finally the worst happened. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? As long as you are disobedient, you must finally be under the trap of Satan. One time I was just meditating and the Lord showed me how that just little disobedience will cause somebody to falter, to come under the mastery of Satan. You know, the Bible said, little what? Foxes has the potency to what? Spoil the entire vine. It's so powerful. I don't know why people joke with that statement. Little foxes. Meaning there are little things that can destroy you. Like talking anyhow. Anything you see, you talk. Anything you don't know, you talk. It can destroy your whole being. In fact, the Bible speaks about our mouth that is the most powerful tool plays in our life in the book of James. It can set the whole body on fire. Just like a horse, you control the horse by putting something around the mouth region. Hallelujah to Jesus. That little foxes have the potency to destroy the vine. And that's why sometimes as pastors, when we advise people on wrong things, they don't really think the advice is necessary because the wrong things don't really look wrong yet. You see, God will always attack what has the potency to destroy you from the beginning while it's not looking destructive yet. But because God knows that this little thing yet has the potency to destroy you, you will quicken the person he has put over your life to correct you. This girl you are chatting with every time. Why are you chatting with her every time? No, sad. Well, maybe no, daddy. She's just my sister. As if I don't know that you are sister and brothers. No, dad. It's just innocent. It's just an innocent this thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Not knowing that Pastor Seba has fallen in irregular love before. You know, some of you want us to tell you our story before you understand why we're advising you the way we're advising. And they look at me and say, Pastor, just loved Mama T and that's all. I love my pastor. Well, I think you should be disappointed already. Because Mama T was not the first woman I thought I loved. I thought I actually loved. Sorry. How do I put this thing that will not sound? I hope she's not watching this service. Mama T is the first woman I truly love, but not the first woman I thought I love. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Nice, correct. Yes. I was a young student of the world too. As I was growing up, if I preached somewhere, people used to fall, not under the anointing. And I'll now see the types I like. I'll now see one that I think she's mama. It does look like mama, you know. And we'll just be smiling some irregular smile towards each other. And my spiritual father will just speak it. Boom! Simon! Sir? What are thou doing? Nothing, sir. What? You are lying to me? Well, I was so lucky. That's just the truth. You know, some of you today, if you have that kind of spiritual father, you'd have changed him sharp because you can't be some submissive under pressure. You know when they say somebody should walk under pressure? Say, no, it is not. It is submission. It is not. They say they are creating courts, commanding people and bending people under them, saying, calling it submission. No, I can never be under that yoke. Only God can control me. I go and meet God, let him put rope on your neck and control you. Is it because they don't want to embrace the yoke of discipline? They want to do everything they want, post anything they want on social media, do anything they want, dance anything they want. And when you say, why are you doing that? Sir, is that wrong? It's wrong. But everybody is doing it. Why is it wrong with me? In fact, I saw the other lady in the other church, Seth. That church. She was doing it. And she's one that leads prayer. But her pastor's one is too much. Small dance, small TikTok challenge is challenging me. Harmless TikTok challenge. He calls me to order. Hallelujah to Jesus. And now you are wondering if truly God wants you to be under this pastor. But you always thought like that. The first time you came and cried and submitted. But now, no. This is not how you plan this submission. Not to this extent. Now it's getting too deeper. And you had sang a song that said, it's a deeper, deeper call it to the highest realm of grace. And now God is calling you for deeper consecration. You know, there's some point God will allow you to do some things. It gets to a point, God will say, you must do the right thing. When we make you a cell leader, now your life should change. Within cell leader, they do TikTok challenge for cell leader. When you finish, do. Then you now come to the cell. Eternal life, eternal guinea. Why are you teaching eternal life to? You should sit down, let them teach you eternal life. Bible says the love of God constrains us. Is it this love of God that some people are misunderstanding? It is supposed to constrain you. curtail you within the parameters of righteousness. Not so that you are just doing anything that comes to your mind. I was sitting somewhere, I said, eternal life. If you truly understand the life of Jesus, it will curtail even your makeup. I don't know how actual makeup should be, but there's some kind of makeup that I know is from the devil. Prince of the air. I know. Because they look like queen of that prince of the air. I just know. The makeup is like a yoke on the face. No magnitude, no direction. Just like the spirit man. No one knows where the makeup is coming from and where it's going to. Green, red, green. You just see somebody you are building up in the church. You're building up the guy in the church. You thought you were building up, sorry, the guy in the church. And one day you wake up, the guy splitted his hair. See? That means we're not doing something right. We're not doing something right. Because how did you leave Holy Ghost fire and go and plate your Holy Ghost fire? You see? You are not checking the person well. Are you listening to me? I know you see all these things everywhere, but it doesn't make it right. Does not make it right. You can't be under the influence of the power of the Holy Ghost and go out from the presence of God as a young man and go and be putting on earring. Which Holy Ghost is that? Now think about what I'm trying to say. Imagine it. That this man is praying for 5 hours. When he finished, it's turned to lead worship. Rebo Sahara Hava. Ligo Hadish Kabas. Lift your hands, everyone. I was lost when you found me. Brother, you are still lost. That's some joke, but it's true. Somehow. Do you understand? Like you are in God. You're praying in the Holy Ghost. And one day you woke up and say, "Ah, riba sokaba. I love Jesus so much. Draw me John 3:16. Let me preach to the world that if anybody be in Christ. This one will just quick. John 3:16. That's not my favorite scripture. Mark 17:8. But God has kept some of us to hit that thing back from where it came from. Why? I say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. I've grown to that point in the spirit where I don't care what you think. Drunk in the spirit. You see, if you observe, I talk like a madman. But I talk very decent. If your eyes are open, you'll see me in the spirit doing like this. Because I truly don't care. God has eaten me. I'm in his stomach. Nothing moves me. Not the applause of men. You know me if you've truly been close to me. If you like clap 1 billion times, I'll still look at you like this. I move and I'll thank God for your life. And nothing disappoints me. Nothing. You know, sometimes when I say this, people think it's a joke. Pastor, sir, this, that. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, someone was telling me about some people that misbehave and said some things and that they are gathering themselves and going to another church. I said, oh, glory to God, at least they go to church. And the discussion just ended. We just moved to the next thing. Not because I didn't appreciate the fact that I heard those things, but life continues. I've never taken credit for anybody's life. I always used to tell my wife, Prophet Simon, God used Prophet Simon. I used to pray that you finish sharp. Because the testimony is making shame catch me. Hallelujah to Jesus. I just know just God just threw some stones, but we give God praise. So that the day you misbehave, God takes the disappointment. Not me. And he can never take disappointment. He can never be disappointed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Glory to God forevermore. You know, one time one of my prophet friend called me. And he said, more like I mentor him. He said, "Prophet, I saw this boy, blah, blah, blah. He was sounding pompous. Do you know him?" He called his name. "I know him so well. He had just misbehaved and left the church." I said, "Did he say he knows me?" He said, "I'm not sure. I didn't ask." I said, "Whatever he said, that's it." And I asked him. If he said he doesn't know me, that's true. If he said he knows me, that's also true. I go with whatever he says. No credit. Hallelujah to Jesus. So why do you think somebody wearing earring would now scare me? To tell him that, "Brother, you are confused." And over the years, we have seen it, that it's confusion. Because before you know it, one scandal breaks out. Now, I'm not trying to condemn anybody in the scandal. God loves them. But the fruit proves that was not wisdom that you were living. Because wisdom is proven by her what? Her children. Are you listening to me? Now, it's not over for anybody who is in sin. But that doesn't mean that we should always do the wrong things and end up in sin. God has given us remedy against sin. Are we together? We don't condemn the sinners, but we take caution by God's word so that we don't end up as sinners, end up in sin. Because Jesus died for us not to sin. All right? And even though you sin, the Bible says you have an advocate with the Father, but the main point is that he doesn't want you to what? Sin. When he was interfaced with a woman who was caught in adultery, the act of adultery, when the Pharisees wanted to stone her to death, they were just sick in their minds. Of course, that shouldn't happen to anybody. Jesus went there, he didn't condemn her. When he went there, they wanted to set him up. And Jesus said to them, "You misunderstood the purpose of the Lord. The Lord did not come to make anybody righteous, but to show the sinner how sinful he was." Are we together? The purpose of the law is to say that thing you are doing is not of God. That thing you are doing, not to save people from sin. Just to tell people that this and that you are doing are what? Sins. But it can't. Alright? That's what the Bible says in Romans 8, what the law could not do in that it was too weak because of the flesh. Jesus did by what? Destroying sin, even sin where? In the flesh. But of course, if you check it vividly, Paul said to Timothy that the law was not made for a righteous man. It was made for the unrighteous, for the sinner, to show the sinner how sinful he was, not to solve the sin's problem. All right? That's why you saw great men in the Old Testament who obeyed the law still ended up doing the worst sins. David. We all name our children David. All right? He had a good beginning. But he couldn't, his goodness was not sustained to the end, some sort of. You know, I was explaining showing some people some kind of things David did outside, the one of the worst things they thought he did. And some people were surprised that the thing is in the Bible. David did not only kill, you know, of course it's terrible, he saw the nakedness of a woman and did not care who the husband was, sent the loyalist to the front line, he was dead. He married somebody who was very humble. That's what power sometimes can cause you to do. When I say power, you can translate it also as money. Because money, Bible said, can be a form of power too. And he killed the man and married the wife and had a child. That was wickedness, isn't it? For somebody who was sacrificing lambs and pouring blood on altar, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yet he had the impact, he had the law. Yet he could do that because the law was not given to solve the sinner's problem. No. That was not all that David did. He did a lot of troubling things. The Bible said in a particular part of scripture, assuming they did not describe his son, would have not known the father did it. That the son went to the bed at the top of the building where his father used to sleep with women. And slept with women there, disrespecting his father. I was like, why is this writer stressing himself? Explaining that was disrespect. The father too was disrespecting God. You see that? But I get the whole point. David was Not his wives, though, like ladies, he will call them and he will take them upstairs. You see that? That's why when I saw a preacher one time, listen carefully, he said, you know, some people are condemning men of God. They don't understand that God's men still sin. You know, it sounds so appealing. You know, you can just relate with it. All right? Because more human beings relate more with weakness than strength. Are we together? Not trying to be proud or anything, or trying to claim to be the best or anything like that. But he misunderstood the scripture. The Bible says we've got to rightly divide the word of truth. We must understand Paul in his ministry took more time to differentiate Old Testament from what? New Testament. It was very important. I've done teachings like that. I think I'll have to do new teachings because some of you are coming. I don't even think they have those messages again. I've done the Old and the New Covenant. Have you heard that in my sermon before? Old righteousness and the new righteousness. Righteousness of old and the new righteousness. Very important teachings. So that you understand the order, the covenant that you are under. The righteousness that you've got. It is different from their righteousness. What they couldn't do, you can do now. In fact, the Bible says you can't do some, not just some things. The things you can do are not limited to some. It's that the Bible said you can do all things. Somebody say all things. True word, Christ. They didn't have Christ in their lifetime. He was not present in their generation. Jesus was only revealed after resurrection properly, ultimately, perfectly. Are we together? We are the ones that are experiencing Christ now in the New Testament. From when he resurrected, that generation of people to us today. And that's why the Bible says the least in the kingdom are greater than who? John the Baptist, who is the greatest of the Old Testament. Why did the Bible, why did God have seen it to differentiate? Very important. So that we understand that our order is different from their order. Our ability, our capacity is different from what? Their capacity. What is made available for us was never made available for them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? For instance, we experienced Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. They did not. And so the Bible said the consequence of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is that by faith we died with Jesus. By faith we were what? Buried with Jesus. By faith we were resurrected with Jesus. So that the old man is crucified to the to the cross. Back to the tree where Adam had the problem from. You see that? They did not experience Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. So therefore, it is not possible for them to live holy lives because the flesh was not crucified in their generation. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? But for us, it's different. So you see, don't compare a man of God or a Christian with David. Because David is not the greatest in the Old Testament. It is the one that knew Jesus that was the greatest, John the Baptist. But the least in what? Is what? The least there simply means in Greek, the last person who became born again. That means today as I'm talking, if you decide to become born again today, you are greater than the greatest in the Old Testament. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So you see, when a man of God speaks like that, he's not a bad man of God, but he's misunderstanding the scripture. He's not rightly dividing the word of truth. Are we together? So thank God for David, but David is not the standard. Say, David is not the standard. Who is the standard? Jesus Christ. And that's why when they said, call down fire, you know, if people didn't receive the word of God and the disciples got offended for Jesus. Jesus was not even as offended as them. Alright? Because Jesus knew that it is only when he's resurrected. Sorry, when he's dead, buried, and resurrected. When he's revealed on the cross. In that capacity, nobody can reject him. He said, if I be lifted up, amplified, said, on the cross in parameters. He said, I will draw all. He didn't say some. He said, in that capacity, I can draw all men to myself. So he knew that people ultimately coming to him was going to be a function of his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. But they did not know. And that's why when people rejected what he was saying yet, he didn't get offended. He knew there was going to be a set time when he would become irresistible. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When nobody can reject him. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? And that's why the Bible said he never got offended with the people. The Bible said he rebuked them when they say, call down fire like Elijah did. The Bible said he rebuked them. He said, you don't know the manner of spirit you've got. Meaning our manner of spirit in the New Testament is different. We are not killers in the New Testament. We are life-giving spirits. We help even our enemies. And that's why Jesus said, pray for your enemies, because our enemies now are toothless. They are toothless, poisonless. They are more like poisonless serpents. Oh, death, where is thy stink? They can be around but cannot do anything to us. Because we are seated far above our enemies. Far above what? Principalities and powers. Where we are, from where we operate, our enemies cannot come nigh. We are in a light so shining that has no one dark trace of darkness of our enemies. And even the auger at the top. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you see, where we are, we can only help people. We can't be affected. From where we operate as Christians, we only give help. We can't be affected. So you can go to your village now and they want to kill you, yet you want to help them. Because you are not in the realm of, you are not in a ring with them. You are not fighting. Jesus has finished them. You have dominion over them. They are under your feet. Romans 16:20. And the God of peace shall put Satan under your feet. He's under your feet. He's as good as dust, and to dust as he will return. Alright? But we that have life, our body will wear it again and live on the earth forever. But people who don't have the life of God will return to dust. And that's why you shouldn't go for the next Dust Wednesday. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. Sorry. Ashburn, Virginia. Now, are you here? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Are you getting enriched by the word? Are you enjoying the word? Are you sure? Should I stop now? Did I just hurt your feeling? Or should I continue? All right. It's a chick about the Geshi pastor. What did I say? Everybody say, let me hear. Okay. Bad damn, was that chick about the Geshi? Colossians 2:13. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I just established that, right? We don't compare our lives with David and Solomon. You know, some people are very funny. They say, Solomon, I went to preach somewhere. Did I tell you? They say, Solomon is God's man and he get plenty women. Pastor, wait till they talk. I say, I don't understand. Say, Solomon, maybe God man. I say, yes. He gets 700 wives. He can't get side cheek. Plenty. And God see they like him. I say, wahala. Where did I start? Where will I even start Old Testament and New Testament thing now? How do I start this thing? Before I say Old Testament, I say, Pastor, stop. You know the Bible. I say, see, it's something. Can I break it down? I say, Pastor, answer me. Was Solomon not God's man? I couldn't say he was not God's man because he was God's man. So I wanted to say, not really God's man. They would have shouted. So they put me in a trap. I said, this is not a yes or no answer. Can I explain something to you people? They gave me just little listening ear. And I had to invite them to church so that I would finish the city church. See, they read the scripture wrongly. And that's why they are very free and confident to do some kind of wrong stuff. Solomon, at the end of his life, do you know what he said? After all those money, he was the author of vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. You have not got his money. You are saying vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. But of course, it's because he learned something that his life is not all about money. The richest man is saying vanity upon vanity. You want to go and do Dorime? Learn from Solomon. You are not, all your Yahweh have not given you quarter of Solomon's money. Yet at the end, he said all this thing is vanity. You are like, without money in this world, you are useless. Money is very important. I'm not underestimating the power of money. Money is very important. Is that clear? We all know that. But money is not everything. There are some things that money cannot do for you. A lot of things. Are you aware? That's why you don't joke with the anointing. You are a joker in this life if you are not working towards the path of getting anointed. Or sharing out, sharing the anointing within you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are joking with your life. How can you be a human being and not be anointed? You are a living thing. understand what I'm trying to say? No, it's not a joke. You can't joke like that with your life. Life is too serious to joke with. You read the Bible, you did not see it. Arrows that fly by day, some fly by night. You still don't want to be anointed. You are so wise, it's only in the night you pray. So wise, you don't know that some are flying by day. By day you are going to see one girl. By day you are going to see, oh my God. By day you are going to visit a man. By night, say, if I want to come by day, they kidnap for our area. They can kidnap you by day. How many times have they catched ladies, even in this Benway? Have they gone to help them? They sellotape all their body. If it's not God, they have become Nama. You know, someone thinks that if a lady die, some people have that mentality, if they kill you, your sin enter their head. It's a lie. They'll go to hell. And that's why you should not die. And say so that your sin will enter somebody's head. That is just a mere vain statement. You are a sinner. A sinner kills you. Sin is already plenty. The guy has a lot of sin on his head. You want to give him now. You know what I'm trying to say? All of those vain, you know, just got to be wise. You know, the ladies that end in those kind of rooms are the ones that don't want to build with men. Men like Aaron. They don't want to build with them. They are looking for establishment. Their wisdom is like this. Chingay wisdom. How can you be a lady? You are looking at a brother like this in church every day. You see his hustle. You see his effort. Then you know, one will just pass with Corolla. You don't even know that people that have Corolla, sometimes they don't even have money. You know, people don't know this mystery. Pastor Mike, do you understand? Why are you talking like you are laughing like you understand me? That somebody has a car like this. If you date him, you will fail that car all the days of your life. See how Richard is laughing. Yeah, he understands me. You know, I counseled Richard one time. He told me, sir, I understand what I'm saying. I said, okay, go. I don't want to bring it out. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are many people with car. That the only reason they've not sold is because of what people will say. Even though in their heart, that car has gone. They've used the money for another thing. What will people say if I sell this car? What do people go talk? There are some kind of dangerous men. I know a guy. This is not like, that guy has more than close to 100 million or more in his account. He's not doing fraud. He still takes bike, deceiving people. The last time I was doing video call, he was on bike in the east. He was on bike. Say, Pastor, we'll talk soon. I want to enter the bank. I want to just do one small thing. Is the bike man he's scared of? I want to just do one small thing like that. Nothing. He's leaving the country very soon. Nobody still knows. Everything inside darkness. That kind of boy now, with the way he wears his t-shirt and talks, he say, hi, he say, please, I don't do men like that. That's what they will talk. I don't do men like that. What kind of rubbish? Look at the kind of dress. You don't know who you are talking to. Especially some Igbo men. Don't allow them to deceive you. You know those Igbo men that they will have this Volkswagen red color? Volkswagen red color. They want to go to Anambra, they will own the car like this. People are entering correct, they will own their car. You would think that what they have in their account is 25,000 till you see their shop. In fact, when they are telling you, let me bring it from my neighbor's shop, is their 12th shop. Yet it's still Volkswagen. What is their name? Baba Emeka. They don't send anybody. It's only the wife that knows what is Baba Emeka's what. That's why she doesn't joke with his food when he comes home. Everything is intact. She knows who Baba Emeka is. When you go to the village and see their mansions, live a coded, disciplined life. And as a lady, be wise. When you see these young brothers hustling in the name of the Lord, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, what is it, thou woman of the Lord, the Lord speaketh to me about thee. What do you say? You say, speak to me, sir, for thy servant listeneth. Don't tell them I'll think about it. What are you thinking? Speak to me, sir. Talk to me, sir. Aaron, talk to me. Jared, talk to me. Oh, Joseph, talk to me. You accept the repose with Shakara? Hey, I accept you, no time. So don't be. And be excited. See, what are you thinking about? One guy that carried Corolla. He's even a medical doctor. Do not understand what I'm talking about. He's the one that is asking you out. Now, I'm not against medical doctors, so I'm very sorry. Don't get me wrong. But you know, currently they're on strike, and it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. The government is not doing well. Now, the Lord give you understanding. So, you see, marry who the Lord leads you to. Peace of mind is a man who is anointed and focused, full of vision. That's what they call peace of mind. It's not husband, they call them peace of mind. May God give you your own peace of mind in the name of Jesus. Some pride, proud women did not answer me. I said, may God give you your peace of mind in the name of Jesus. Some of you not answering is like you already have your peace of mind. No problem. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here? Church ladies should be wise. You be too wise. Be too wise. And some of you, I think you need to announce it on your status sometimes that you are not materialistic, because some brothers think people are materialistic. You are doing, some brothers in this church may not even be scared of you. You do one kind of dressing, then Moses will be scared. So I beg you. I know she has to keep up with this beauty while they see. Put it on your status and say, I don't mind, please. Because I know you actually don't mind. They are not understanding. Do you know these church brothers can be so scared? They come to my office. Oh, they say, sir, I don't know what you think about. What you think about? You say, oh yeah, go and talk. Say, sir, I'm scared. No, they will not say, sir, I'm scared. So go and talk. Say, sir, I'm not ready. When will you be ready, sir? I don't know. Sir, do you think she will like me? Why would she not like you? Are you not a human being? So I really think some ladies are the one causing this problem. I've come to announce to you that ladies don't have a problem. Are we good? Ladies, do you have a problem? Clap for our ladies. You are not clap. They say clap, you are not clapping. They are watching you people. Clap for our ladies. Aaron is clapping very high intensity. Aaron is like, the Lord is leading you to marry. This is how I'm using your name, yes. Okay. They have seen vision. When you were dead in your trespasses and in the... I don't know why this thing is so strong. Marry the people you are seeing in church. The thing is so heavy in my heart. I'm speaking to somebody. They've scoped somebody in this church. I know what I'm saying. They've scoped somebody in this church. And she's saying, I'm thinking about it. What are you thinking about? Please, before this service ends, send a message. I accept. Now, it's so strong, and I know when the Lord is speaking. I know some of you are thinking I'm joking, but the people know. The people involved. All right, when you were dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all of our trespasses. All of our trespasses. So we're dead. When we didn't have Jesus, while we didn't have Jesus, we were what? Dead. But he made us alive. And one point I wanted you to see in Ephesians 2:1 is the fact that there are demons, there are spirits that cause you to walk in disobedience. Spirit. I was discussing one time, I wonder what if the pastors really get. I said, sometimes when I see people who they say they are stubborn and I observe them, you find out that they are under the influence of spirits. They don't know. If you tell them you are under the influence of a demon, they say, I swear to God, you they lie. They just... One way to know that somebody... Something is wrong with somebody is that you are not happy. If you are not happy, something is wrong with you. You are not happy, you don't show it. I've been pastoring for many years. Many years. From observation pastor, the one that don't used to do anything, just to be looking at senior pastor, till now I'm pastoring a church as a set man. And I've observed people who are not happy always end up in problem. And always end up becoming problem. And some have not just learned to be happy. It's not like they are bad people. Learn to be happy with your life. You wake up, put up a smile. You will not die. If I smile now, they'll think I'm small. You are not small. Smile. She will think I'm playing with her if I smile. Why will you not play with her before? Smile. Jesus loves you. That's enough reason to smile. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When you don't have money, smile. When you have money, smile. When you hear sad news, if you frown your face, will the problem solve? Solve. Will it solve? You are just wasting your frown. Smile. In fact, when you start laughing amidst situations, bad situations, Satan is very scared. He knows you are dangerous. It's intentional. I don't think the thief thing has come. I said it like the house summer. You are very dangerous. When Satan looks at you amidst a tough situation and he finds you smiling, not just smiling, you're even dancing. Thank you for saving me. How does this situation look like? Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. He's scared. Ha! You see him going like this. Boy, shift, though. This guy is dangerous. Because you are powerful in that action. That action proves you are very powerful. It says, with joy, we draw. So joy is the strength of the spirit. It proves that you are in charge. He's scared. That means if you are so serious and not happy, you can't draw, even though you look spiritual. That is why people that frown their face and pray, don't fear them. They don't have anointing. Pastor Chris' face is always smiling. No sick person enters the church and goes out still sick. The ones that are boning, they just tell you they see angels and angels were flying. You never see people standing up to walk. But they'll tell you they enter 15th realm in the realm of the spirit. And they'll bone their face. And Roma will just be laughing and be preaching. Dead people are coming back to life. Are you listening to me? Nobody should threaten you with anything that does not look like scripture. That's why God is raising men. I saw a video, I think Pastor Emma posted, that some people were doing talk show talking about the word, emphasis on the word. I said, God is raising people for himself. Very soon, all of those places will close down. People are getting wiser. You are entering into the fourth realm. And you are seeing and seeing. You will tire. He said, get plugged into the word, like we've been emphasizing here. Get into the word. Are you listening to me? That's the only thing that has the potency to change your life forever. Hallelujah to Jesus. So joy is a strength of the spirit. Learn to be happy. The Bible says, when God created the heavens and the earth, all of a sudden the earth was without form. Something happened negative. It was a long time, I believe, like scholars would say. Something there happened very negative. The earth now became without form and void, and darkness covered the deep, the Bible said. But the Holy Ghost was hovering upon the face of the situation. And the root Hebrew word for hovering, one of it means to dance with excitement. Meaning God saw the problem and he was like, on the mountain, in the valley. He looked so unserious because he was looking so excited. You know the song that says praise will confuse the enemy. And there's something that the Bible calls sacrifice of praise. David calls it sacrifice of praise. That you should offer unto God. Sacrifice. Meaning you are in a situation where it's so troubling. Then you are offering up a sacrifice. Not money. The sacrifice at that point now is praise.
Yes.
You have impetus to look at the very bad situation and you are lifting up holy hands as the evening sacrifice, giving him praise, giving him worship. This is how you set hell. You just said, I call that the second death. They are finished. You did not complain, you did not insult, you just gave God praise. Hey, hey. Marugahai. Marugahai. Are you here? You get into your house, they see your elder brother, he seems misbehaving, you give God praise. When they say you don't go and hide, I prayed yesterday. If you prayed yesterday, you should feel in charge and act in charge. Except you prayed amiss. Because when you pray believing you have received, you have. That means you truly did not receive in that prayer. If I prayed and received in that prayer, why am I scared? Because I had a negative report the next morning. No! I prayed believing I have received. Now I have. I wake up in the morning, they say the thing went south. I say, no, it is supposed to be west. It's supposed to be north. No, it is here. They say, no. Ken Hagin of blessed memory, a patriarch of faith, said he prayed for somebody who was behaving mental. He prayed for the person. And the next morning, he saw the person acting on mental. He said, I prayed yesterday. I'm not praying today. And God heard my prayer yesterday. He was teaching. The person was still outside. People saw how he prayed. And you know, Satan will not be tempting you. You are not to disgrace yourself. People travel all over the world just to watch you pray for somebody. And you are claiming. He said he was tempted to lay hands again. But he said, no, I prayed. And I believe I have received. And I have. Before service finished, the guy was okay. He was sitting outside listening to the word of God. Perfect and fine. Satan will always want to initiate the idea that your prayer yesterday did not work. That the word of God you heard yesterday did not work. But in fact, when you've prayed and I believe God's word, then it unstirs the storm again. You don't shake. But what was Jesus expecting Peter to do? To keep on walking on the water? Because Peter's eyes should be set on him, not on the situation. That no matter what is happening, what God has said should be your gaze. Your eyes should be set on it. And if your eyes be single, your whole body is flooded with light. You see that? Your whole body is flooded with light. Doesn't matter what the situation is suggesting. I refuse to walk in fear. I have not received the spirit to fear again. There is no fear in my being. Every fiber of my being is full of faith. I refuse to fear again because I have not received the spirit of fear. But the spirit of what? Sound mind. Sophonismos. Like a baby jumping and playing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And in the morning when everybody is thinking serious business, the baby is playing. She doesn't care. She doesn't have bills to pay. God wants you to be like that. Behave like somebody who does not have bills to pay. I don't mean by being unserious. The way you talk. See, this guy no get problem. Yeah, you don't have problems. You only have victories. And when it seems like problem, you don't speak the problem. You only speak what you want to see. You know, in this kingdom, you don't see to speak. You speak to see. The Bible says, Abraham saw my days. He rejoiced to see my days. And he what? He saw it finally. He rejoiced to see, not see to rejoice. You see that? When I see it in the world, oh glory. I take it so serious. What the word I've said is true. Because his word can never return to him void. So if I act like the word is not true, I call God a liar. I always act like the word is true, because the word is true. It can never return to him void. So if he says I have eternal life, a life that cannot sin, I act like the word is true. Now what do I tell people? Hey, I can't sin. They say, no, you are being proud. No, I'm acting on the word. Because he said in 1 John 3 and 6 that if I know him, or in verse 9, if I'm born again, I can't sin. Now that settles it. A lot of human beings will say we are not perfect. We're a lot of songs, but we are the standard. And I have the impetus. I have the Holy Ghost. I can stand and shout on the mountaintop and say, hey, I am the standard. I am the light of the world, because I have the word on my inside. It doesn't matter who sang a song and say we can't be perfect. I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter any pastor that has said anything contrary. I don't care. What God has said is the final say. It's the final say. You know, one time I was listening to a pastor, I almost jumped out of that place. He said, let me be sincere. Everybody knows nobody can be perfect. Even me, I am not perfect. I just clapped for him. Now, he was being sincere unto death. You see, what you are talking about, what you are emphasizing is not what God actually did. What you are emphasizing is the fallen state of man. Adam before the fall would have never spoken like that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God fashioned Adam in his image and likeness. What does it mean? Adam should imagine things like God so that he can live like God afterwards. And that's why God did not come as salvation through fire. He didn't come as fire and say, I will burn you all now so that you will change. Mm-mm. That is why fire of purity cannot change you than the word of God. What has been given to make you pure is not fire of purity coming from above. It is the word of God from your inside. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, God came as a word. And the word there in Greek is the word logos. And it means a school of thought. God came as a school of thought, a way of thinking. So that as you think, because he has said the law in his word, as a man. So why should he come as fire? Do you think with fire? He came as the word so that you can think like him, imagine like him, image in the beginning, and what? Likeness afterwards. That's why nothing in Christianity is more important than the things you know. Because they form your imagination. Nothing should be more important than sound doctrine in Christianity. Because wrong ideologies has a potency to destroy anybody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The Bible spoke about the yeast of the Pharisees. They are wrong ideologies. The Bible says it is as powerful. It seems so small. You know, you hear people say, let's evangelize, forget about doctrines. What are you evangelizing with if it's not sound doctrine? There is no evangelism without, let's forget about this sound doctrine thing. Our fathers did not have revelation, yet they did this. You are sounding like a mediocre. Didn't you read the Bible? The Bible says in the last days, many false prophets will rise up with signs. It will baffle men. So if it is signs you are waiting for to prove that we're in the last days, you are in trouble. If you want to use signs to prove God, we're in trouble. Because babalawos will wear suits and come and do signs. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And swear people away. Demons will appear to you as angels of light. Didn't you read in your Bible? God did not leave us helpless. To be without the Holy Ghost is to be helpless. He said, I will not leave you helpless. I will give you the comforter. And with the Holy Ghost, what do? We test all spirit, not some spirit. If any spirit doesn't want to be tested, it's fake. If you truly are full of the Holy Ghost, allow people to test you. Test all spirit, he said. God gave the instruction that you should test all spirit. And God still told you that the enemy, the devil, sometimes appears as an angel of light. Now, how will you catch him and say, hey, you are not hell, now, you sorry. Hey, you are not an angel like you think you are. You are a devil. Now, somebody appeared one day as a woman and looked at some people praying and said, listen, I'm going to give you this chaplet and this is how you're going to pray. And you take it to the whole world and tell them, I teach you, I, the mother of God. She doesn't have that authority. That's a demon speaking. Who has that authority to come and say, I'm the mother of God? Who gave birth to God? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah. And now it's become a doctrine? And now you're surprised that the things happening are happening? Are you here? Where did God say that we should use anything to pray? Now, all I get is insult for mediocres. When they watch this stand, they'll be like, shut up, you idiot, you bastard. They will get so offended because they don't have anything as for defense. The only thing they have is the book they created, the lies they created for them and put in the book, not the Bible. No material is more important than the Bible. If it's not in the Bible, it's not the Word of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So how do we prove that that thing is a demon? Not how do we, what? How do we even start explaining that kind of thing? And now we've come to the point that we want to make immortalized human beings. The things that happen in Abia. You carry somebody's skull. You now mold the person and put the skull in the head of the person. And you pass and bow, Saint Agatha, pray for. What the heck is that? Some people met Jesus and said to him, the disciples, Master, pray to the Father on our behalf. Say, Master, pray to the Father. Which would have been better? Anybody they are calling on Jesus? They came to Jesus. They said, we observe you have one connection with the Father. Can you help us to talk to the Father? Jesus looked at them. He said, I will not pray to the Father on your behalf. He said, for the Father himself loves you. Then if Jesus himself refused that, Mary should have said, who is he? The real Mary is very humble. She's a nice woman. She's in heaven. The real Mary, that one you are seeing in visions, is the queen of the soul. She doesn't exist. The real Mary's name is not Fatima. It's Mary. Yeah, I don't want to go into some kind of studies. I would have shocked some of you this wonderful evening, but I'm not going to do that. But like I said, I've entered that realm in the spirit called drunkenness. And I truly don't care. All you can do is insult. You can't arrest me. And if you take me to court, I'll win you 1 billion times. Because when I bring the Bible, you bring your book. And before the court starts anything, they'll push you. It's not a coincidence that Martin Luther won over how many hundred of those guys those days. He won them. That time it was human beings that used to rule. And when he was done, everybody clapped for him. He won. They wanted to kill him. I'm not going to go deep into those things. But we got to wake up. It's no fight. Nobody is fighting anybody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We are standing on truth. You see, it is very important to humanity that we get this thing right. And I think I owe my generation this. You owe your generation this too. We keep on playing victims. You know, playing like victims. When will we come out boldly and say this thing is wrong? What are we scared of? Insults? Paul said, if the words of men mattered to me, I would have not been preaching the gospel. He said, and I would have not been a good, faithful servant of Jesus. You can't be a faithful servant of Jesus if the words of men matter most to you. Because when Jesus say go and say truth, most of the times he's look at Jesus, he's setting you up. Anytime you talk for Jesus, if you observe, you end up with problems, enemies. Except you are not talking for Jesus. You cannot be talking for Jesus and you are for everybody. See, it's a big lie. Even Jesus was not for everybody. Go and read your Bible. Look at your Bible. The Pharisees always wanted to kill him before they even finally said that crucify him. They will carry stones. Somebody will finish preaching, they will carry stones. You will finish preaching, everybody is happy. It's a lie. You are saying you are looking for unity of the faith. Faith that Jesus could not unite in his days. You want to unite. Even Jesus came, unity of the faith could not happen. Because as he's saying truth, they want to kill him. He escaped a few times. You know when I tell people Jesus escaped, they thought, it's like, whew. The Bible didn't want to make it look one kind. Jesus thin out. Why did he have legs? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? As a kind stone, the disciples just come and just Say, they don't go, they don't go. Say, okay, let's follow that other route. Because of truth. Because of truth. Somebody will come to somewhere and be looking. Say, give me water to drink. Say, I will not give. Say, you don't even know who is talking to you. If you know who is talking to you, you would have given this water, says. Because I don't even need this water. I will dig one well in your heart. You will not even be coming to this well. That's an insult to that woman. You know what well was that? Jacob's well. He drank from that well. He dug the well. God's holy prophet. And he said, you don't even need the well because I will dig one in your... The well mattered to them very well. Jesus made it look like a joke. He made religion look like a joke. And she felt like he said atrocity. Say, you people are not like us, so blah, blah, blah. He said, don't worry. The time is coming and it's now. No, this place is not the most special place to worship. What? Who is talking like this? We all know Jerusalem to be... He said, this is not the most important. That mountain that you are climbing, you should stop already. We should stop. There's nothing special on that mountain. There's no man. The mantles of Alpha, forget about it. Forget it. He said, true worship will be in the spirit. And how you are transported in the spirit is by truth. You know, one time I was talking to some boys in Kaduna. I believe in chanting, and it's very important as long as the Holy Ghost wants us to chant. Are we together? And if the atmosphere is conducive, if the Lord wants it that way, fine. No problem with chanting. But listen, when the Bible says the mystery that has been hidden in ages past, that mystery is not, that's not the mystery that has been hidden in ages past. The mystery that has been hidden in ages past in Christ is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Because sometimes we feel like those young men think that's what the Bible said. There are some mysteries, mysterious sound. You don't know, no. So when they hear his song, they feel like his songs are not serious Christian. In fact, look at them, they are wearing cap. What serious Christian will wear cap and not do molo? What kind of a Christian are you? And when you do molo now, they say he's a serious Christian. Watch him, watch him. So the ones that do molo now, you now hear them. They will prove it. Oh! Then he'll sung. Christ is enough for me. Have you seen Christ? There's no anointing. By anointing. By when you anoint, I will just... I can't call it the hula. But be mother respect, my Allah. You have to okay hula as you get church. Be my moloba. Hallelujah to Jesus. Who laughs in a worship? Chicken worship. I have the sign to follow Jesus. Why? He's not even serious. There's no presence. No presence in this place. The anointing is not here. Kata. I love you now. But when they enter where people hold their hand, they have none touched. But when somebody is free, no presence there. To them, they felt like Jesus on the earth. Jesus walked like this. Man and brethren. That's how Jesus walked on the earth. That told them. Women in Jerusalem, don't wait for me. Wait for your children and your loved ones. That's how he felt like Jesus walked on the earth. Those kind words. How can somebody do like this? I'm saying those beautiful words you are reading. As if it's milk you are drinking if you read the words of Jesus. Even when they were beating him up, he said, women of Jerusalem, the tone can tell you that he was not shouting, he was not angry. He was still full of love in that heart, that depth of wickedness. Women of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. You see that? Even when they slap him, he said, why do you slap? If there's any reason, point it out. But if there's no reason, why did you slap me? See the love. Imagine it's you that do that kind of thing. For don't change them. everywhere, I go first, I go deck everywhere. You know, some people used to buy problems. They would just see how they are treating somebody. Why they do it like that? See, if I swear to God, if now me, if I don't kill you for this place now. Say, and they pray me and find my trouble one day. Have you heard people talk like that? And they pray. May something join me and this way. You go, stupid boy. Then they are sleeping and they are sweating. They are, kite, something happened to them. We pray me. Full of love for Jesus. So that kind of person now, how do you think he was living his life? Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Oh, who called my name? Come. Come. Take. It was words he was speaking. And things were happening. Bible says he sustained and upholds all things by the words of his power. Holy, go. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Teaching second reading. Teaching reading the scriptures. And while he was reading, a man had no hands. One of his hands was eaten up, chopped out. And the Bible said, Jesus said, today this prophecy is fulfilled in your eyes. There was one thing, what is he saying? And he said, lift up your hands. And when they lifted up their hands, no hands, oh, he called forth hands. New, fresh hand came out. Is that a God that cannot heal cancer? Then you see cancer, you start crying. Why are you crying? What exactly is your problem? Why do you give Satan too much credit? They say there's cancer. The only thing to do is go home and chop fried rice. Half time. Eat, for the prayer will be long. Do you understand? Eat well. When you eat well, lock your door. Play a sermon. Hear a sermon. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Get pumped up. Play some strings. Start declaring some missiles from your mouth. Touch that part of the body and say, let's see that sickness, whether they burn the sickness well. The problem is that many people don't have faith. That's why they don't pray. People that pray are the ones that have faith. If you enter into that prayer closet, it's because you know that God will hear your prayer. The Bible said the confidence we have is that when we pray. So people that always pray, they know that God will answer them. That's why they are praying. Their sufficiency and everything is in God. So like I'm saying, the mystery that's been hidden ages past for our glory is Christ. Not necessarily some strange sound, even though they matter at some point if the Holy Ghost steers it properly. Don't form strange sounds. Don't force yourself to hear. If you have not heard any strange sound, be singing the mysteries that were hidden in ages. Sing it. No sound is as powerful as that sound in the realm of the spirit. It sets heaven in motion. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And sometimes they'll claim to be in the spirit unto death. And when you tell them the lyrics you sang is so strong. I heard one recently saying, the Holy Spirit said I should not correct my song. Your song is against scripture. The Holy Spirit said don't correct it. It's not the Holy Spirit, it's the holy demon. Because sometimes you close your eyes, you will think you are there. You are not there. What takes you there is truth. Open your eye, look at the truth, let it take you there. You get in the spirit by truth. We worship God in the spirit by truth. We are the circumcision of God in Christ. Who are qualified to worship God in the spirit? Christ is our circumcision. Many of you don't understand the truth of God's word. Worship in the spirit can never happen, can never be effective. Truth affirms true worship. The revelation of God's word. If it's not truth that you have, you are not truly worshiping. And I'm going to show you as I teach on. Are you listening? That's why we have a lot of Christians suffering. They are too emotional. Many years ago, I told a friend, I said, listen, I was a semi-atheist, or let me say an atheist. I did not become a Christian to be emotional. No one person can make me mistruth. Meanwhile, respectfully, I will bring out my view with no insults on anybody. No one person. My aim for ministry is not to buy car and shoe. If I want car and a new shoe, I'll walk like I'm doing. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? My aim is to do what Jesus has put on my life. And I always tell people, there's only one calling. There are no several callings. The book of Ephesians 4. One calling. All men of God have one calling to reveal Jesus. Evangelists, prophets, apostles, to perfect the saints. Nobody has a special message. Now listen to this intelligently and carefully, please. God may steer a part of the gospel per season, per location, because of some need, some sort of need. Should I say that again? God may steer some part of the teaching of the gospel per location because of some sort of need, probably. Let's imagine that this church probably think God wants them poor. And I come one day and the Lord steers my heart to make the people understand that he doesn't want anybody to be poor. That they can have Jesus be full of the Holy Ghost and full of money. And I see the fact for a while. That fact does not become the gospel. If I keep on teaching that for generation, I'll raise money mongers. If I have passed that message in a season, I continue with the gospel. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. So this happens. Now I use prosperity. You can use other things. This happened for several men of God. By the need of the people part time in a particular geographical location, some sort of. And the mistake is that some people now make it their ministry's message. I think you get what I'm trying to say. And the gospel is a whole. Salvation is a whole. The gospel is a whole. Soteria. Sozo. Are we together? And if you look at it, it means to be wholly saved. God saved your spirit, soul, and body. Alright? I hope you get what I'm trying to explain to you. He saved your spirit. He gave you salvation. And salvation involves even money. I told somebody somewhere. He said, it involves money. Revelation 6 and 8. Let me show you before I continue. I've done that several times before. But so you see today, Revelation 6 and 8. So I look and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat, it's not even hard that is here yet. The name of him who sat on it was death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with what? With what? With what? And by what? You see that? A fourth of the earth means the earth entirely. Alright? Not that God gave them the power. Power was given to them. Through who? Adam's disobedience. Are you here? Adam's disobedience and the people's ignorance yet. Bible said the enemy who walks in the children of what? So when you walk in disobedience, you give Satan legal rights to finish you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Now, to kill with sword, that's war. With hunger, that's poverty. With death, his name is death too, but in the spiritual realm yet. Now this death here, in the root word, means physical death. Meaning physical death is a resultant effect of what? Spiritual death. Adam died, but not physically. But finally, he died physically. Are you guys get what I'm trying to say? So people experiencing spiritual death would have not died physically yet. There are a lot of dead people in clubs. A lot of dead people singing worldly songs. All dead, yet walking. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's why you owe them the gospel. Because you are a life-giving spirit. Are you listening to me? Very important. Alright? So the resultant effect of spiritual death is what? Physical death. So finally, nobody will be dead. We'll all be alive. So hunger, war, physical death, and the beast of the earth. God never created the beast to eat man. That's why you are seeing today that some people who have trained some kind of beast are playing with them and living with them. Have you seen it before? Are you seeing it? I know some of you think it's movie. It's not movie. In fact, some will say it's AI. It's not AI. Have you seen those white, big, gigantic lions living with human beings? Huh? They don't know any form of poverty. That's why they are not eating anybody. There is meat for them. When you know, you can't keep a lion here and give a thief man meat to give the lion. It's not possible. You give Aaron one goat to give lion. What of Ukauka? Has he finished doing Ukauka? But when you train these guys well, these animals well, you will see that they are fulfilling what the scripture promises. I watch a joke. The man went to one wealthy man in Saudi Arabia and went to his house. Then when he sat down and was waiting for the man, then a lion entered the parlor. And the man started crying. He went behind the table. Please, 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 please. So there was, the man did it intentionally. There was CCTV camera. He did it intentionally. The lion would definitely not eat the guy because he was not trained that way. He almost, I think that guy would have peed on his body. He was begging. He felt like lion entered the man's house. So when the lion now went, I was playing with him, like playing with him. The lion thought he was shouting. The man now came and started laughing. Then the lion just left him. You know, even though it's funny, I really don't want that kind of joke. As anointed as I am, I'm not going to do that. Not to carry me and red lion. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In fact, there are some dogs alone that are okay. You know, some people came to my house. They came to get something. I sold something. Well, I can't. So they came to, not because I'm broke, okay? Oh, I'm suffering. I just wanted to sell it away. And when they came in, the woman entered. Who was there? The pastor room, yes. The woman entered that wanted to get the car. The man was outside. The man was outside. Man, M-A-N, he was outside the gate because my dog was doing wow, wow, wow. The woman entered. Pastor Ron said, come inside, man. You know that. So she came inside and was hiding at his back. The man said, I don't hear. Never, never. He said, me inside. No, I am not. Count me out. Count me out. I said, sir, you are a man. He said, I know. I know. See, the man was so proud of the way he was behaving. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He said, I'm not a woman. I know I'm a man, but count me out. Count me. You people should do the business. Just count me out. Pastor Roman had to go to him. I said, oh God, come. Carried him. When the dog was coming, he said, I said it. And I said, oh God, woman was not scared. He said, you don't understand. She does not have dog. Me, I have dog. I know dog. My dog, I know my dog can do it. You know, so dogs are, some dogs that are like lions. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Talk less for me to go and buy a lion and train in Makurdi. For what? Under Tinubu's regime. Even dogs have not survived. Is it lion that will survive? Dogs are hearing it hot. As Pastor K, they are hearing it hot. Pastor K, am I lying? Thank you, Holy Spirit. 1 Timothy 5:6. We're going to get deeper, but just a few points yet. 1 Timothy 5:6. It says, but she who lives for pleasure is dead even while she is still alive. When you live for pleasure, the Bible says you are what? Dead. Even while you are still what? Alive. Things in the world move you. That's why some people squeeze themselves. Why they don't have money? Then they get so excited. Why they have money? Children. Being tossed to and fro by circumstances. They just get one money like this. It's pig meat they are thinking of straight. And as I talk this thing, some people still lick their mouths. They just get this amount of money, five for life, straight. Tito Gate, straight. Then have you ever been in a when you have money, you just remember friends you have not visited, especially when you have a car. Most people that have a car, first car, they always behave like, they just say, Ochanya, there's somebody who have not, what of my uncle like that? Let's go and greet my uncle. He said, boy, she who lives in pleasure is dead. I know the Bible was very prophetic here. She. Think about what I just said. She who lives in pleasure. Because women like pleasure more than men. So God is warning you. She. He said, men, take caution. But more importantly, she who lives in what? Pleasure. You see Aaron, you say no. You want pleasure. You don't even know that at his right hand, that is where there is true pleasure forevermore. Somebody is seated together with Christ. You don't want to sit with that person. At the Father's right hand. It's the unbelieving Pharisees. What did David call Goliath? All circumcised Philistines. With big chairs you are looking for. Pleasure. One stone. You know, some of you think this our church people are losers because they don't have chairs. And I understand your pains as ladies. Because I can mention a few names and tell you that I understand why you are thinking the way you are thinking. But listen carefully. A point comes, what these boys need is food. There's a way these boys will eat, flesh will gather, and they will gym. You'll be so shocked. But have you stopped that gym you started? I heard that he stopped. Okay. I heard that he was gymming. Sorry. That's Oche was gymming. So, well, I heard he stopped. Because probably he doesn't have a wife to cook for him well now. If that man has a woman that will cook for him. You see, he had a good intention. He started gym. I don't think it was up to 1 week. They say he ran away. But if he had somebody that was cooking for him, you will not believe this Oche in the next 5 years. I'm telling you the truth. You will say, they will say Oche is coming. You'll be looking for him. He'll be standing in your front. It happens. Have you not seen people who marry and all of a sudden they are getting big like Pastor Peter's stomach? You just know that they are married. You know, before he got married, I was just looking at the stomach. It was coming like this, small. When he got married, the thing just said, I beg, let me release myself. I called him one day. I said, what is happening in your stomach? It was a serious discussion. I said, I've never raised any son that has a big stomach. What will the world say about me? That I'm raising people that cannot fast. Then I told him, you got to work on your stomach. He said he's jogging now. He's playing ball with 5 year children. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 15:17. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. And you are still in your sins. Has Christ risen? My faith is fruitful and I'm not in my sin. Say, I'm not in my sin. I say, hit your hands and say, I'm not in my sin, brother. Listen, as I'm teaching you, right, Satan should not make you feel like you are lying. I know some of you, but Pastor, I know what I'm struggling with. Listen to me carefully. I'm not just saying what I don't know. What we have seen, touched, and handled. Is what we are presenting to you. Satan will make you feel like a terrible human being, especially when the word of God is coming most powerful. You know why he's trying to deceive you not to believe the word? He knows what the word will do to you if you dare to believe. That's why right now, as you are hearing me, you will be hearing his voice shouting, don't agree. If your heart condemns you, the Bible says God is greater than your heart. If they say follow your heart when it's God that is speaking. It's not every voice in your heart that is God. Don't listen to that voice of condemnation. You are not that person. You are who God says that you are. Listen, you may have done it. No lie. He may have caused you to do it. But that's not who God created in the beginning. That's what you discovered about yourself before. Now I'm bringing a new discovery about yourself. That if you died with Christ, Colossians 3, and verse 1, and you were buried with him, and that you resurrected with him, you have no business thinking anything weakness again. Set your hearts, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Give me the Amplifier rendition. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If then you have been raised with Christ to a new life. What life? Paul's sharing is what? Resurrection from the dead. I share his resurrection from the dead. Aim at. That should be your aim from henceforth. Aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said they are above and in us at the same time. So don't be looking up to heaven for it. Even though the Bible said they are above, the Bible said hidden treasures in the saints. They are above in you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Meaning look from within. Help has come. Help is within. Christ in you. It's all you need for glory. And I've got that Christ in the name of Jesus. So God told Paul, my strength is perfect in weakness. My grace in you is sufficient. Stop crying elsewhere for strength. I can do all things. I told you on Sunday, embrace this season of holy what? Holy what? Holy what? Suffering. Embrace it. See, this season, Satan may try, but I will embrace this season. I'm going out. It's so painful. It's called a pruning. You are living that bad habit. You're living that bad habit. And listen, let me advise you. Sometimes help yourself. All right? Or follow the leadings of the Holy Ghost. I know what I'm saying. It's so painful. You're tempted to do it again. Call a friend to come to your house. Go and meet somebody you know who is burning for the Lord. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know these things these days that young people want to be staying alone. Some of you, it's not helping you. And you know it. It's not helping you. A time will come, you will be alone with your husband forever. Don't allow Satan to destroy you in the name of I want to be alone. You know you are struggling with a habit. You don't have a business being alone. You don't need to tell anybody I'm struggling with any habit. Just tell somebody, please come and become my roommate. Look for somebody burning for the Lord. And be ready to condone the excesses of that person. Anointed people to have small problems. So my problem, I don't like some ladies. Some ladies, she know how to pray, but she eats too much. Why would somebody that know how to pray not eat too much? Is it easy to pray too much? The last time she came to my house, we almost quarreled because she was just eating everything. Everything, food I budget for 3 months, finish in 1.5 months. What kind of stomach is that? That's why the stomach can go 4 hours straight, stretch. It's not a joke. If it's you hungry, will not worry you. Yeah, she's eating for the journey is far. You must learn to condone. Some people, because somebody did not wash plates but can pray, they've broken the friendship. Now they are still struggling with that habit. The person is still praying and not washing plates in the house. Which one is better? Who will miss heaven for not washing plates? Vanity plates. You must learn it. You know, especially ladies. Says, we are not talking again. Any small thing, we are not talking again. Any small thing, you don't, we are not talking. Why are you not talking again? We are not talking again because in my 200 level, something happened. What happened? She went. I went and caught her eating food outside. But she did not. You as if you are not eating outside. Talk truth. You catch somebody doing what you have done. You are now angry. Because you are shocked somebody is like you. People are not that sincere. They are not sincere. Which roommate will say he has not eaten outside here? All of you who have roommates, talk, stand up now and tell me you have not done something outside and clean your mouth like nothing happened. Like you came home and you were not angry, they did not keep you food. When you have downloaded some food. See, these are what people are doing now. I forgive you all. You know why you forgive them? You know why? You've eaten very well outside. You visited one of your uncle. They even said, take some package home. You say, don't worry, we have food in our house. You know, there are some little things you just teach yourselves. Not get or break friendship over. See, she's a dirty girl. She's a dirty boy. Blah, 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 blah. But you eat pig. And you're calling somebody dirty. But your best meat is pig meat. not nice to be dirty. Is it nice? But what you tell the friend like that, you advise the person. I had a roommate too. If he's watching, he'll be laughing now. I don't want to say the advice. Early in the morning, you will sit down. It is not preaching first. It's first advice, good hygiene. When I'm done, then I'll enter the word of God. He knows our morning routine. Firstly, on good hygiene. Then the next thing, word of God. Because I was not the one that trained him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Me too, I had my own lapses. To wash plates, it will be as if hell will break. I will eat and be admiring the plates. And I wish I can carry a rag and just clean where I ate and keep the plate back. But that guy had a special anointing for food and cooking. Oh my God. He will just come back home. You've not washed your plate, you just start washing it. What will I cook? What will I cook? Oh, you just see me looking at him and smiling. So much patience. Most times it will start with beans. They will now cook the rice. You see me gisting him. The Bible now says, I'll be following him to everywhere. Then in that part of the scripture, the Bible also said that, okay, it's burning now. The Bible said, I will finish him with revelation. He'll finish me with food. Man shall not live by but bread. Scratch my back, I scratch your back. You know, the worst kind of relationship is two men who don't know how to cook, who don't know how to wash plate, and who don't like how to wash clothes. See, the truth is that you bush will help yourselves. Just talk to yourself. We know our problem. We will die in this house. All we need to do is to trust God for a third roommate or separate. Or start changing your character. I don't mean look at somebody now and say, you hear what pastor is saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Teach yourselves, eh? For somebody will say, you hear everything pastor talk. We'll finalize this evening after church. Are we together? Are you here? So small things should not break your friendship and relationship. People, you know when you see young people, every small thing, I'm angry with her, I'm angry with him. You don't know life. You're just 26, 16, 15 plus 1, or 15 and a half. You are just behaving childish. Every small thing, you're angry. Why do you think your father doesn't correct again? Even your mother, anything that you call, you say, forgive her. Every small thing, your mother, you don't know that your mother correct like you when she was young. But when she grew and saw that people are quarreling with, we meet at the top, we even pretend like we did not quarrel and help ourselves, she understands life better now. Some of the people you are trying to push away, you go and enter an office and see them sitting. You think God will kill them. Mm-mm. Don't think people you are enemies with, they are God's enemies. It's you that are forming enemies for yourself. You open office like this, they'll say, next, you just enter. Stella will just say, Stella, now you, my sister Namio, are you the one I'm going to interview? Stella, now you go interview me. Stella, I beg, make you no verse for that time for camp. Now they deceive me. They deceive me. Don't mind that boy. He deceived me. You called over a boy. Now Stella can determine. She's the determining factor. She's the senior HR. She can determine whether you stay or go. Just one report. Then some of you will break up with your ex and start insulting yourself on status. Boyfriend that God did not send you to have. Girlfriend that God did not start. Something that God did not start. You are forming unnecessary enemies for. If you were serious with your life, you'd have been reading book at that point and working hard. Not entering relationship. Now you enter and you are forming unnecessary enemies against each other. He is married with children. You are still wishing that he would die one day. He will regret. Regret what? You will regret it. He left me. He cheated on me. He will regret. He didn't have sense. Now he has sense. Say, Samson has a problem. He's in the dark. Samson was in the dark with you. You guys were only 17, 18. Now Samson is 23. He now knows he has no business with your kind of person. You have somebody that has business with you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your own man will meet you. Samson has gone to meet you. Be mature. When you see Samson, greet him. Hello, Samson. Don't say hello, X. Hello, Samson. Hello, Deborah. Move. So
tomorrow Samson will see you and help you. You can see Samson and help Samson. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. I don't mean go back home now and hire your ass and say, hey, Samson, pastor said something nice today in church. But make peace. That's what I'm trying to say. Follow peace with what? All men. As long as it is within your power. One time we were doing something with Oche, and he was getting offended because he felt the man was cheating me. We got one car a long time ago. They lied about the car. So I had to now spend some money. And the person that was repairing it wanted to steal some parts. So double punishment. How God helped us was that one of the boys came and said, sir, I cannot continue. He's a Muslim. He said, I cannot continue. I can't just see you like this. You have been good to us. I can't help it. I said, what is the problem? He said, my organ stole your parts. He stole your car parts. The new one you ordered for. I said, really? He said, yes, sir. Even that thing is your own. He changed. He was pointing it. I said, no problem. He said, when he comes, I just tell him confidently, you will shake, collect it back. I said, no problem. The guy came. I said, who are you? He said, fine. I said, why did you remove this my parts from the car? He said, who removed? I said, just return them back. The guy threw his face. Everybody threw their face. The guy now said, Oga, it's like you made a mistake. That two things belong to Oga. It's like you mistake it and remove your own. The guy just kept quiet as they were removing my parts and putting back. And the person who sold the car lied already that there was no problem. So I was just being patient and doing it myself. But she was, sir, if it's not that it's you, sir, we know how we'll get this thing done. I was looking at Oche. It's like this man grew in the street. Say, sir, we know how we'll get this money. How will you get the money? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. But what we wanted was peace. Imagine you catch your pastor on the street. Give my money, you're mad. I will box you. Who goes you? See, Prophet Simon, they box you. Jesus, bring camera. Jesus Christ. And they feed my prophet. That's my prophet. Oh, you have finished me. Then, it went everywhere. He even boxed you. So the doctrine is there. Now he has entered boxing. He's the one that said that he doesn't believe in rapture. So we look for peace at all costs. Like one time, a woman spoke to me very rudely many years ago. Where I went to get something for a car, she didn't know who I was. So I just said, it's okay. So I just walked to the next shop. One day, she saw me on the road and parked. Good evening, sir. I remember her face. I said, hello, is there any problem? She said, sir, can you remember me? I said, yes, I can remember. We didn't deal years ago. She said, sir, I am very sorry. On the road. I said, why are you sorry? Sir, I saw your video online. I was shocked. I said, I spoke to God's prophet like this. Sir, do you know what that video did for me? I said, okay. All right, it's well. Say, forgive me. Have you forgiven me? Yes. Have you forgotten about it? I say, yes, I have. I didn't even keep it in my mind. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir. And entered her car and was going, collected my number. Now, what if she acted wrongly? I said, madam, see. Last warning. Don't talk to me in your life like this. Christians sometimes, so you got to know when to actually put somebody in their place, and the Holy Ghost will speak to you and you do it nicely. But don't always want, if you are always putting people in their place, you have problem. Say, now there's a pastor, yeah, your pastor have said what I want to hear. Mm-mm. If you is every time, any small thing, you say, my friend, see, if my friend, you have a problem with yourself. Because love is not easily angered. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Love is not what? If you ever watch my life carefully, the people I get easily angered with are people who are very close, who I want them to do well. If you're around me, if you just disobey me, I see it very strong because I feel like you know me very well. What is wrong with you? We can take that from people who don't know us, because to whom much is given, much should be what? Expected. But not people who are close. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I've not taught one quarter of my sermon, but I promise to stop. All right? Have you been blessed yet? I'm going to complete it on Sunday. Somebody is shocked, I'm done. There's the lady that, this lady is like, she's shocked I finished quick. She was like, when people are clapping, she was like, I've closed. I actually wanted to say something, but I've closed now since you were shocked. Let me prove you. No, I wanted to say something, but let me just truly close. Hallelujah to Jesus. To prove I closed early. Are we together? All right, I've closed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Sign of end time, right? That's how it's going to be every time. On Sunday, sharp, sharp. 9:30, we're done. Second service starts. I mean, can't be wasting your time at all. Sound the alarm. Tell a lot of people. Start closing early. Now bow your heads and pray. And thank the Lord for these powerful words. The mountains and their thrones. I've been having the song from the beginning. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. Think of everything we've thought and pray. There are kings, there are kingdoms. The mountains and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. Here comes the man child with the scepter in his hands. He rule the nation. He rule the nation. Here comes Yeshua with the scepter in his hands. He rule the nations. He rule the nations. There are kings, oh, there are kingdoms. There are mountains and there are thrones. Only Yeshua, only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom, to his king. For the kingdom, there are kingdoms. The mountains. Hey, only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom. One more time. Hey, for there are kings, there are kingdoms. The mountains, but only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom, I hear the song so loud in my spirit. One more time. Hey, there are kings. Kingdoms, the mountains, the mountains, only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there will be no end. Time. We're out of-
But I know, yeah, only Yeshua will reign forever. Your kingdom has no end. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom, hey, only Yeshua will reign forever, yeah. To his kingdom, hey, only Yeshua. To his kingdom, kingdom, hey, hey, only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom, kingdom, yeah, 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 only Yeshua. To his kingdom there is no end. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom, oh, yeah,
Oh, la bakara da bayako. Oh, ya bakara da boshiakaba. You will be so. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every they will worship. Away. Do you believe what you are saying? One more time. Every tongue, every tongue, yeah. They will worship you. Woo! Alabakaya.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.